I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
A text from the 774. Wait, what are the guys doing in New York?
Come on. Where you been?
We went to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Awards last night at the Javits Center. We're doing the show from our Odyssey studios in New York City this morning. And we were nominated for the Marconi for Major Market Personalities of the Year.
Yeah.
You know, we've never been nominated for anything, never won an award. We always joke that we're kind of the Susan Lucci of radio.
Well, she got nominated 16 times.
We haven't even nominated. And so last night was the big award ceremony. It was hosted by Bobby Bones. It was some of the most famous people in broadcasting and podcasting. Every time you turn around, you'd see another famous person there. It was incredible. And it was awesome. And then they got to our category, and there's the person up there making the announcement, and we have the audio. And this is what it sounded like last night when they announced the winner of our category.
Good luck. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. We need audio. Good luck.
Philadelphia. They're announcing all the stations.
Sean Valentine, KBIG-FM, Los Angeles, California.
I believe in us. I believe in us.
All right, and the Marconi goes to Rachel Ryan from KSCS-FM.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Oh, that's all right. Thank you. Thank you.
I really didn't think that was going to let it bother me, but I'm bothered. She's not even here.
Yeah, there it was. There it was. We did not win.
It was just deflating. The whole table just like wouldn't look at us.
Like, there was three tables of Odyssey bosses there and personalities, and you could just see all of them. Like, nobody wanted to look
at
us. it was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Yes.
It was exciting, and it was amazing, and there was a great energy in the room.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, I was really sad when we didn't win.
Yeah.
You know?
I was a little bummed, too.
Yeah.
I was really, really trying hard to not let, you know, things like this. But all things considered, like, how important is it, right?
Right.
But yeah, I was bothered. I was bothered.
Is that why you guys are a little hungover today? Did you drink through the pain last night?
Yes.
I just don't drink that much, so like I'm not used to such things, and now I'm like, woof.
I'm not gonna lie, like Kennedy had a great time last night. You were not a jerk, but I have not seen you drink that much wine in a very long time.
Yeah, I just don't do it.
Yeah. You know, she was loud talker girl.
Was I really?
Oh, yeah, super loud talker.
Where? At places I shouldn't have been?
Yeah, just loud talker girl and like leaning in close, talking to, you know, when you're having a conversation.
Well, it was loud, and the places were loud.
That's a good thing there was nobody important at your table.
Yeah. I know.
Sitting by our big boss.
Sal was there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like
corporate suits.
All
were there.
The VP people. The woman who was like the COO of the company was sitting right next to us.
Yeah, I didn't even get to say hi to her.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody was there. We did not win. But, you know, again, it sounds stupid to say it, but it was an honor just to be nominated.
It was, honestly.
Now, what is another interesting part of this story is that as we go to leave the hotel, I get a phone call from my daughter, Courtney. Now, if you may have missed this over the summer, Kennedy, or maybe it was eight months ago, Kennedy surprised me on the air with my daughter, Kristen, her twin, that she was expecting.
Yep.
So I get a phone call from Courtney saying, now, Kristen's not due until October 14th.
Right.
We are heading to the hospital right now. The baby's not breathing.
Right.
Or they think the baby's not breathing.
Yeah.
Right. That the umbilical cord could be wrapped around the baby's neck.
Oh,
we're going to the hospital.
Yeah.
So I get this call. We get in the car. We go to the event. And I'm continuing to get updates from Courtney and from Lana. And I don't want to share the news with
Kennedy. I know none of this.
Kennedy doesn't know any of this. And I don't want to share it because, you know, everybody has come in for this big thing. And I just don't want that in the way of the other. So as we're sitting there waiting to find out if we've won, and I get all of a sudden the pictures, the baby is born, Willow Jane, 5 pounds, 15 ounces. She's happy and healthy, and Kristen's great, and the baby's great, and everything's wonderful, and I'm getting a plethora of photos from the delivery room, and I'm like
oh my God, K-pop?
Yes. And so
yeah, so we're sitting there and I'm like, let's just go. Screw this. Let's just get out of here. I'm done.
Right. Congratulations.
Carson's like, well, look at this.
Right.
And I'm like, shut up. How did you not? Well, okay. Everything's fine now.
Yes.
That's what we need.
So you didn't get a trophy, but you got a grandbaby.
Yeah.
I got my grandchild at almost the exact same time finding
Screw
out that we did not win
Dan,
the Marconi.
It was wild. They're lucky
I wasn't there. I'd have stood up and be like, recount. Stop the vote.
And that wasn't even the weirdest part of the night.
No.
Because it got weirder.
Yes.
We ended up on stage with somebody else's award that is really could be one of the worst moments in my radio career.
I'm looking back on it now being like, what?
It was surreal. It did not seem real. And we'll explain that story coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.